I heard you were packing up, but I didn't believe it. You're just going to abandon Nimar Outpost? And leave Unkar Plut with a monopoly on trading scavenge for foodstuffs. You're the only one keeping him honest. Well, as honest as that criminal is ever going to get. Without you here, he's not going to have any incentive to give a fair price to scavengers like me. I get you're scared by his goons. You've really cut into his profits, but since you set up shop here, people are going hungry less often. You can't just leave us. No, I didn't think I could change your mind. Maybe it's best I didn't, because I suppose staying here would just get you killed eventually, but... Well, look, you must have some extra portions of food sitting around. You won't need those when you leave here. From what I hear, food isn't necessarily as hard to get on other worlds. Just in case you did, I brought over some scavenge that I'd been saving. Just pieces here and there, but it's good stuff. You could unload your food portions on me. I could spread them around to those that really need it. You'd have some extra scavenge to take with you off-world. Well, it's probably worth more anyway. Yes, I'm sure Unkar Plut told you no trading before you left, but he doesn't need to know. I won't tell anyone. For all they'll know, this is food I've saved up. Everyone is a bit stockpiled here and there, if they can manage it. And now they'll need that, without you providing competition to Unkar Plut. So do you have some portions? Even if it's just your emergency stash, you're leaving tomorrow, you won't need that. I'd be willing to barter for them. With what I have here, just show me what you have. Oh. You've been holding out on me. That's a lot. Or maybe Unkar Plut's order for you to leave hit you right after you stocked up. That's more than what I can trade for with what I have here. But I could bring in other scavengers for what you won't barter with over me. There'll be extra left, they'll be discreet. Okay. No others then. I guess I'm lucky you just trust me. In that case, how much will you give me for this sack of my best stuff then? No, I'm not taking it all. My stuff isn't worth all of that. Everything above its value would be charity, and I never take that. I always pull my own weight, but help out others when I can, especially when it messes with Unkar Plut and his operation. I'm not taking those portions unless I can offer something of value in exchange. I guess I do have something that you value. Quite highly, apparently, based on how often you found a way to bring up the subject of it. And you and me. I never did give in. Or let you know I was considering giving in. A place like Jakku isn't the place for complications like that. Me letting a bloke like you sleep with me might have been seen as a sign of weakness on my part too, and I can't appear to be weak. But you're leaving this place. You'll never be back, and it's not like you can tell that I let you sleep with me in exchange for some portions. Otherwise, that wouldn't sit well with Unkar Plut and his goons, and trading portions apart. Not the sleeping with me thing. It wouldn't be purely a business transaction. We do have chemistry, even if you didn't want to admit it. I always did admire how you stood up to Unkar Plut as long as you did. I think you even took a beating or two for what you did. Maybe it's about time you got something nice for your efforts instead. Just don't you dare speak of this. I will cross thousands of parsecs just to smack you upside the head for saying anything. So let's do this. Before you lose your nerve like you're doing by leaving Jakku, the sun will be coming up soon and it will be much too hot for screwing then. When the sun's down, it's almost too cool for me to take these clothes off, but I'm not walking around Nimar Station with those embarrassing stains on my outfit. So take your things off too, because we're doing this. You're the only good man left on Jakku, and now you're leaving. So this is maybe my last chance. Good men don't fall out of the sky here, you know. Don't get me wrong, I can do just fine without a man, but sometimes you have to treat yourself like on a double ration night. Just keep sitting. Let me come over there and get in your lap. Then there doesn't need to be any power play with who's on top or anything like that. We'll be lined up quite nicely that way. If you feel like kissing or anything like that. In fact, let's start with that. Before we do anything else. That's quite nice, actually. My lips on yours. My breasts rubbing against your chest and your cock kind of stuck between our two bodies. If I raise myself up a little bit, my groin rubs against your cock. Oh, like so. You were already groaning so hard, but that... that seems to have helped quite a bit. Just feeling it against me and being so close to you is doing wonders for me. I feel something awakening deep inside of me. Let me help a little more. I can play with myself while I'm rubbing against you and kiss you some more. I can do all kinds of things I dare not do with other men or women on Jakku, lest they think me weak. But if this is weakness, I'm okay with it. Okay, enough of that. My passion is rising, and you definitely are too. But the sun is coming up as well, so time to move on to the next part. I'll just start to raise myself up again, but I'll go a little higher, and then when I lower myself, your cock will be on the inside instead of the outside. Like this. Oh. Oh. Okay, that stupid sun making everything so much warmer. It's the sun, right? Oh, the temperature just shot up another 5 degrees. Look at how you're sweating now. Oh, but I won't let that get in the way of what we're doing. Or how I'm going to slowly lift up my body. Oh, and then sink down on you again. Oh, you have my pussy wrapped around you so tightly now as we make love. My breast rubbing against your chest as I move on top of your cock. This will be worth every portion you give me for this. But not just for you, for me too. I almost feel like I should be paying you for how good this feels. Oh, go ahead. Hold on to me if you want to. Your arms around me or on my waist or my hips. Okay, if you want to help. I promise not to get mad. No one can see it here. But I'll be able to feel it, and that's... that's the important thing. Okay. Okay, faster. Faster now, help me move with you. Help me make you feel good like you're making me feel good, and kiss me some more. Please. Remember me like this when you're halfway across the galaxy. I'm so close to coming. Go ahead. Go ahead and come in me, I want you to... I might even beg you to do it. And then you couldn't leave Jakku because you'd be dead. So I think I should just go ahead and come. Right, when I'm coming, which will be so soon. Very soon. Oh. God. Oh, yes, fill me up. Fuck. Oh. You know, I'm almost glad you're leaving now because we got the chance to do that, but I still wish you'd stay. Except then I couldn't trust you not to talk, and you'd probably be dead from Karl Plutt's goons, and so I guess it's better that you leave. Oh. But you don't leave until much later, and the sun is not too far risen yet for it to be too warm, especially with the sweat evaporating off of our bodies. So maybe we should have sex one more time, just to make sure you're satisfied that I paid fully for those portions. In fact, maybe I'll have to take the scavenge back from you, because I think you really are getting the best part of this deal. But we can negotiate that kind of thing later. For now, more sex.